Cape Talk.
The Political Desk.
And the Political Desk this morning, we wanted to run a story for you with Malisi Gigaba. And, of course, we'll chat a little bit later on about the EFF national spokesperson, Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, speaking on Evening Talk and what he had to say about Malisi Gigaba. We'll bring that to you in a little while. Now, our problem is that Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba has resigned from his post following mounting pressure from President Cyril Ramaphosa to give him the boot. Professor Andre Duvenagh, our political analyst at Northwest University, discussing the latest political drama in South Africa. Good morning to you, Professor, and welcome to the show again.
Morning, Zane. Nice talking again.
It's lovely to pick your brain on this, Professor. We've had the resignation of Nhlanhla Nene in October last year. We've now got Malisi Gigaba falling on his sword. We had the admission yesterday of Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma saying that she has gone for Diwali celebrations and she's also met the Guptas. So it seems to be if you've had any kind of dealings with the Guptas, you know, you need to be falling on your sword. So is the resignation of Malusi Gigaba a good thing or a bad thing for the government?
Yes, I think it's a good thing for Mr. Ramaphosa and his government, especially the image of his government acting against state capture. We know that the state capture project of Mr. Ramaphosa's government is an attempt to position him on the moral high ground before the election, and Mr. Malusi Gigaba resigning is an indication of that. However, I believe there was a bit of an agreement behind the scenes with regard to Mr. Malusi Gigaba. We know he met President Ramaphosa over the weekend. I believe there was a discussion, and on basis of that discussion, Mr. Gigaba decided to resign. Probably he's not going to be completely out of politics. Maybe there was an agreement behind the scenes and he will be repositioned in the future. And the reason for that is that he is an influential politician, especially within the framework of KZN. So I am reading this as an agreement behind the scenes.
And Professor, that whole sort of behind-the-scenes story, and I said that one would actually like to be a fly on the wall in the back room of the president. This back room of the president, how strong is it? Is it sort of an indication to us that things are being done behind the scene and there's a sort of united and a stronger ANC sort of top brass at the back?
I think that Mr. Ramaphosa, in contrary to other leaders, for example, Donald Trump and so on, is not acting very directly. He's playing his game indirectly, preparing the scene, putting pressure, negotiate, not coming into the media. And I think that is part of his strategy since he took over as president of the country. He was criticized for this. People believe he should stood up stronger in many cases. But I believe it is a relative effective strategy. He is not working the ANC on such a level that there's higher levels of disunity within the structures. So he's keeping the unity of the ANC in place. And that is very critical before the elections, because we know that there's huge pressure on the support base of the ANC. In that sense, he must keep together whatever he can keep together, and the indirect strategy seems to be the better one at this point in time.
Chatting to Professor Andre Duvenagh from the Northwest University on our political desk this morning. Professor, is this bad for the ANC? Because, I mean, it seems that once you have all these resignations, it could have a bit of a negative impact on the ANC.
Yes, without any doubt, it can have a negative impact. That's why I refer to the agreement behind the scenes. Because about a week ago, Mr. Malusi Gigaba was very clear that he's not going to resign. We know that's a strategy from the Zuma elite, that they will fight until the bitter end. But I believe there's some changes within the structures of the ANC and government. One of it is that President Ramaphosa is gaining more and more control, and the momentum and the tide is going against the Zuma faction. I understand that Zili Zigalala in KZN is in the process of repositioning himself, And that may also be the case with regard to Balusi Gigaba. I won't even be surprised if a person like Ace Magashule at some point in time is going to try and reposition him. And that is the factor I'm looking at, is that Mr. Ramaphosa is gaining stronger control over either the structures of the ANC and or the government. And this is a negative tendency for the state capture context for people who are functioning within that framework, including Jacob Zuma.
Pravin Gordhan, this week he's in front of the Public Protector, and then also he'll be in front of the Zondo Commission next week. And by his own admittance in the leaked papers that, you know, he also met the Guptas and was present at functions where the Guptas were, and with this implication, who's next, Professor? Because I think the bookies would be very, very welcome to know who's next.
Well, I think that Mr. Pravin Gordhan is probably the closest ally of Mr. Ramaphosa in cabinet. There's huge criticism against him for his contact with the Guptas. There are also other allegations against him. But I believe he is going to survive this ordeal. He is on record where he said he fight this strategy. He did take strong action in the public enterprise context. So I believe there's an onslaught against him. I'm not going to say he's 100% innocent, but what I like to say is that he is likely to survive this, and I believe there's a future for him in politics if Mr. Ramaphosa is going to survive the 2019 elections.
Barbara Hogan is, she started her testimony on Monday in front of the Zondo Commission. How does her testimony impact on everything?
You know, I'm a bit concerned about the testimonies I have read and heard with regard to the Zondo Commission. There's a lot of contextual evidence. There's a lot of implicating A or B. But when it comes to strong and clear evidence, I am concerned. I haven't seen that strong and clear evidence coming through a number of these testimonies. But clearly, Barbara Hogan contextualized the situation, the pressure on her to appoint Ziyabongu Kama, the fact that Mr. Zuma called her in and asked for her resignation when she was not playing along. These are strong evidence, but the fact of the matter is you need concrete evidence to take this process forward, and I haven't heard that yet, but she's on the Zondo Commission's list, I think, again, so maybe we will get more detail and more specific focus.
Chatting this morning to Professor Andre Divenage of Northwest University, and we're chatting about the latest development that Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba has resigned, and where does this leave the country, and where does it leave the country going forward, especially in terms of the presidency? Are they sort of tightening up behind the scenes and making those decisions and agreements behind the scenes? The opposition parties must be, so shall I say, lach and emo at the moment.
Yes, maybe they are laughing, and maybe it is positive for them in some way, but I think all the opposition parties have their own challenges at this point in time. Patricia de Lille saga within the Democratic Alliance, leadership challenges, internal conflict and strife. When we look at the EFF, we think about the VHS bank thing. We know about conflict in their structures. So can we continue? So I think at this point in time, all major parties in South African politics is facing challenges. You are quite right, the ANC is facing major challenges, but I think the strategy of Mr. Ramaphosa is a very constructive one in this regard, at least making sure that an organization that is very vulnerable, that is losing support on a number of levels, that is facing the most difficult election since 1994, is keeping together and is still a unit.
Professor, what does it make us look like in the international arena, and where does it actually put us in the international arena? A lot of people say that, you know, the international markets and the international politics is going to look at us and say, okay, well, fine, it's internal stuff, but surely there's an effect.
Without any doubt, your internal politics is reflecting on your foreign relations. In that sense, we cannot isolate us. We are living in the global village. Everything is impacting on everything else. And yes, I don't think our image is very positive on the outside, especially among the countries with major influence on South African economy and politics. And yeah, I'm thinking about the Western countries, the European Union, Britain, the Americas, and these type of countries. However, when it comes to the more progressive forces of the world, yeah, I'm looking at the Irans, Cuba, China, and these places, it is probably a lot more positive. What is, however, interesting is what David Mabuza is doing in Russia. And I believe it's not only about the murder complot or sickness. I think it has to do with the so-called nuclear deal that is running into trouble. So I think South Africa is not in a very good position internationally at this point in time.
Yeah, I'd also like to take sick leave in another country. Professor André Duvendage from the Northwest University with us this morning and sort of chatting about the political desk and what